Again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Lemon Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We'll mention tonight's ball game is going to feature the Carmel Greyhounds and the Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall. And we thank him for providing access to the internet since 2008. So it's getting warmed up right now on the diamond. Central Catholic Knights, home team on the scoreboard. They're going to wear the dark blue, the navy jerseys and white pants. And we'll mention getting ready to get warmed up right now. A couple of umpires on the surface. Going to go with the two umpire crew. And we'll mention a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. We'll talk about Mr. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur on the pitcher's mound. Ben Mazur, 24 and a third innings under his belt. He's got five starts. So this is number six for Ben Mazur in six appearances. Ben Mazur, 94 batters he's faced, 370 pitches. He's four wins, zero losses. He's allowed 16 hits, five runs. Four of those runs are earned. He has only walked four batters. He has struck out 41. 13 of those batters went down looking. He has hit two batters along the way, and he has committed one balk. Jackson Kane will be the catcher tonight in first base. It's Trent Bell. Trent Bell, number 18. He let me know I could call him Trent or TJ. At second base, it's Owen Munn, number 12. Shortstop, Evan Dienhart, 24. Third base, Gavin Boutel, number 17. And left field, 14, Tyler Fox. Center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. Number 20, Kate Minnick in right field. First pitch going to be fouled back out of play. First batter of the ballgame, he'll be the leadoff batter. It's number one, Tyler Walkey. Tyler Walkey playing second base. Right-handed batter. I'm going to step back in. No, 0-1 pitch on the way from Mazur. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. Got it against Carmel Greyhounds. They did get here a little bit behind time, but their coaching staff, very kind in the dugout for me before the game. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So three pitches, there's one strikeout, one out here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in, left-handed batter, number 13. That's James Sharland. James Sharland is the DH. He's batting in place of the pitcher. Number 14, Cameron Haney. So left-handed batter steps in. PRM signals, first pitch to Sharland. Upstairs, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Second batter, number 13, James Sharland. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. James Sharland. Step back in. Left-handed batter's box. One out, top of the first. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch, back door, a bit above the zone. Count goes 3-0. Ben Mazur kind of troubling himself right there. A step back on the rubber. He'll peer in. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball four. Going to be a four-pitch walk issued to the two-hitter. As James Sharland removes that apparatus on the ankle area, shin area. He'll do the running for himself at first base. Next batter going to step in for Carmel is number seven, Kate Sullivan. Plays shortstop, bats right-handed. We're now the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Sullivan, be a pickoff move, first base. Tag applied by Bell, bats safely is Sharland. We're now the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Sullivan. Strike called. Top of the zone. to work back in the stretch, peer in, look at the signals. Then Mason checks first base out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Sullivan. And the pickoff move. Pretty close pickoff move right there. Tag applied. Just getting back safely is James Sharlin. So we're going to have a stretch once again. Ben Mazur, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Sullivan. Breaking pitch, got the inside edge, evidently. Count goes 0-2. Might have been a bit of a gift there for Mazur. Count goes 0-2. One out here in the top of the first, one aboard. James Sharlin reached by walk. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, breaking pitch. Finish low and away. Sometimes you wonder if an umpire kind of makes it even. He calls a strike, maybe he'll give away a strike as a ball. Sometimes that happens. Happens to John Kruk for the Phillies. Swing and a miss. So two outs, two down swinging here in the first inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be the four hitter, number 17, J.D. Stein. J.D. Stein plays third base. I'm an 85 graduate from Hamilton Heights. I believe there was a Stein on the Carmel team back in 85. Relation? Not sure. Going to put a bunt down. Third baseline. It's going to be fair. Nice bunt. Two out bunt right down the third baseline. A lot of folks looking to see if that was going to go foul, and it did not. Fielded right there at third base by Gavin Butel. By the time he threw to first base, safe is J.D. Stein. So Carmel Greyhounds have two aboard, first and second base. Stein at first base, and Sharlin at second base, stepping into bat. 15, Hunter Snow. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses away. One ball, no strikes. Sharlin getting a lead there at second base. Getting held on, hovering right there is Evan Deanhart. Working out a set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Broke in, got part of the dish. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at the signals. Ben Mazur. Working out a stretch. Now the set of check second base. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Just above, then they're called a strike. Strike called. Count goes 1-2. Looked pretty tall there. Looked like he's at least the top of the zone. So peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch. Now the set of check second base. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. So, the Knights sit them down. Five batters faced in the top of the first. They leave two aboard. And three strikeouts recorded by Ben Mazur. And we'll mention a little bit about the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds going to take the field defensively. We'll mention Carmel Greyhounds going to pitch Cameron Haney. Cameron Haney, where's number 14? Cameron Haney is going to give way to the DH. That DH is number 13, James Sharlin. Sharlin, two-hitter for the Carmel Greyhounds. He drew a walk his first at-bat. We'll make a little bit about Cameron Haney. Cameron Haney, where's number 14? Cameron Haney has an ERA of 6.00. Cameron Haney, 11 and two-thirds innings under his belt. He got one win, one loss. This is appearance number five. He's allowed 12 hits. He's allowed 11 runs. 10 of those runs are earned. He's walked five. He has struck out 14. Cameron Haney is a right-handed pitcher. He's a member of the senior class. So his catcher, his battery partner, today's ballgame is number 10, Tim Haas. At first base, it's Adam Butchkowski. Adam Butchkowski wears number 5. At second base, it's Tyler Walkie. He's a leadoff batter in this ballgame. He wears number 1. At shortstop, it's Case Sullivan. Tate Sullivan wears number 7. At third base, J.D. Stein, number 17. At left field, it's number 27, Drew Fouts. In center field, number 15, Hunter Snow. And in right field, number 18, Gabe Mathiesen. So first batter going to step in for the night is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, second baseman for the Knights. Right-handed batter. Bottom of the first inning, no score. On deck is Evan Dehart. There comes the first pitch from Haney. Outside edge, fastball called strike. He'll peer in, look at signals. Out of the windup, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Pretty much near the same location, just a bit low. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Carmel Greyhounds, Central Catholic Knights. There comes the 1-1 pitch to Owen Munn. Inner half of the plate, about thigh high, called strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Munn. Here's the pitch from Haney. Swung on, full swing, going to be a fat dribbler. Left side, foul territory. Picked up there by the catcher, Tim Haas. So 0-1 Munn, still a 1-2 count. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, Cameron Haney. There comes a 1-2 pitch to Munn. Swung on. Going to be a foul ball just left of the third baseline. He'll remain in the box with a 1-2 count. Quality at bat in the works right here for the one hitter for the night. Owen Munn, he'll step back in. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Cameron Haney, here comes the 1-2. Inside half the plate, strike called. Owen Munn going to walk back to the dugout. He'll strike out looking. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 24, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart, the two-hitter for the Knights. Plays shortstop. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the first pitch to Dehart. Going to hit by pitch. Got him on the foot. Umpire saw it. Issued first base to Evan Dehart. That was inside in his batter's box. Didn't get him too bad, but enough to put him on base. Next batter going to step in for the night. It's going to be the three-hitter. Number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer is DH. He's batting in Trey Stubbs, left fielder. Tyler Fox, working out a stretch, now with set. Peering in. Still peering in. He's going to step off the back. Might not have liked the pitch call. Steps off the back. Wants to see a new set of signals. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a stretch, Cameron Haney. Now with set. First pitch to Schumer is outside, ball 1. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer looking at signals. Coach Bordenay, very few given. At first base is Evan Dehart. One out. We're in the bottom of the first inning. He'll pirouette. He'll step off the back and take a throw to first base. He'll step back in. Cameron Haney out of set. Here comes a 1-0 to Schumer. Ground ball, third base. Going to go to second base. They'll go 5-4-3, and they'll get the double play. And the Knights are retired here in the bottom of the first inning. So Knights lead 1 aboard. They'll get the double play. And it was textbook. Third baseman, got to mention, J.D. Stein was playing over to the left a bit further than one would think. He fielded that ground ball, and he made a good play at second base. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention a little bit about the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds High School, it was founded in 1869. They have a school enrollment of 5,327. And we'll mention their Class 4A, sectional number 8. 6 in their sectional. In their sectional is Carmel, Fishers, Hamilton Southeastern, Noblesville, Westfield, Zionsville. I'll just mention this. Back when I was at Hamilton Heights, back in 85, we was in the Range Line Conference. We had a lot of 1A schools in that conference. And believe it or not, they were Hamilton Southeastern, Westfield, Zionsville. Those three schools in our conference. Principal is Tim Ferris. The athletic director is Jim Inskeep. Appreciate him. Carmel High School is located at 520 East Main Street, Carmel, Indiana, 46032. By telephone, you can reach them at 317-846-7721. On the web, it's carmelgreyhounds.com. They wear the colors royal blue and gold. They perform in the Metropolitan Conference. They're currently 8 wins, 5 losses. Their most recent loss was to Devon Catholic 5-3 on the 27th of April. Their head coach is Ty Neal. What a quality guy. Their next game is going to happen tomorrow, Thursday the 4th at 6 p.m. They'll be home with McCutcheon. First pitch, top of the second inning. From Mazur, going to be a bunt attempt. Going to go foul. Right-handed batter. Number 5, Adam Butkowski. Butkowski going to step back in. Right-handed batter's box. There comes a wind and the delivery from Mazur. Outside edge called strike. No balls, two strikes. He'll step back in. Adam Butkowski working from the windup. Ben Mazur gives his signal. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, swing and miss. Breaking pitch. And Ben Mazur has set four batters down with one out here in the top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. It's number 10, Tim Haas. Tim Haas, the catcher. Riding into the batter's box. Peering in, looking at the signal. Working out the windup. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. One out. Top of the second inning. No score. Carmel visiting Central Catholic. He'll foul one right side out of play. It's going to make the football field. One ball, one strike. Tim Haas, 7 hitter for the Greyhounds. He'll step back in. 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch to Tim Haas. Breaking pitch. Didn't get the break. Going to get Tim Haas right there on the back between the shoulder blades. That probably didn't feel too good from 85 mile an hour fastball. So Tim Haas is the catcher. He's going to give way to a courtesy runner. We believe so. Coach going to let him run. There's one out. Maybe he'll pull him off the field when two outs show up on the scoreboard. We'll find out. Peering in, look at the signals. Out of stretch. Now the set. Gabe McKeeson, left-handed batter's box. Pickoff move. A little bit off target there. Good stop by Trent Bell. Step back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Checks first base. Here comes the first pitch to McKeeson. He's going to square the bunt. Going to be off the glove of Jackson Kane to go back to the screen to pick it up. That bunt attempt. He pulled the bat back, but just enough of a bother right there off the glove of Jackson Kane. That's a rare occurrence. So one ball, no strikes. They'll take second base on the misplayed baseball. Tim Haas is at second base. Left-handed batter's box, Gabe McKeeson. He's going to pop one foul, left side out of play. So McKeeson going to step back in, a 1-1 count. One out, we're in the top of the second inning. Last year, the same two teams played. They played at Carmel. It was a 1-0 contest. Four hitter for Carmel. Second at bat, hit one out for the left center. And that pretty much talked about the whole game. We'll mention Ben Mazur as a junior. He pitched well in that game. So coach giving him an opportunity to break even with this game here. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll pop it up on the infield. going to be called on right there, second baseman, Owen Munn. He'll make the catch up on the grass. So two out here in the top of the second inning. Still at second base, Tim Haas. Tim Haas, the catcher, he's still at second base. Going to step into bat, left-handed batter. Going to be the ninth hitter, Drew Fouts. Drew Fouts playing left field. Left-handed batter, working out a stretch. Now the set, check second. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball, finishes low. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. That backdoor curveball starts away from the batter. That's a lefty. Comes back in towards the strike zone. That's backdoor. Working out a stretch set. Here's the pitch. Going to foul the left side out of play. Going to get the neighbor's yard. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Going to set back in. The nine hitter. Where's number 27? Drew Fouts. He's playing left field. Now the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. A bit high. Two balls, one strike. A lot of woo birds are out on the diamond. That pitch might have looked good. Must have been just above the zone. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Check second base. Here's a 2-1 to Fouts. He's going to drive one down the left field line. He'll go the other way. It's going to be a foul ball. Going to float out of play. So baseball replenishment at home plate. A lot of these baseballs leaving the diamond. So he'll readjust the batting glove, Drew Fouts, and he'll step back in. Making good contact. Nine hitter for the Carmel Greyhounds. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Turning and looking at singles out of the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And he calls outside edge. Strike. He's going to set him down. I'll tell you what, the guy's fouling off. Baseballs. Pretty sure that umpire wants to make that third strike. Strike called. So the Knights leave them stranded. They'll leave one on base at second base. And no runs in. The Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. After an inning and a half, there's no score. And we'll mention a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They have a school enrollment of 294. They're class 1A. They're in sectional 54. Six in their sectional. Their sectional will happen right here at Gordon Lemming Field. Central Catholic will play in game one. They'll go against Attica, the Red Ramblers. They'll play that game at 5:30 on the 25th of May. That'll be right here. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Felton Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Riverton Park. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The AD is Kim Bournay. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. Central Catholic High School, located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. By telephone, 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. First pitch, bottom of the second. Ben Mazur, take the ball low. They're with the Colors Navy and White. They're in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams. And here comes the second pitch to Mazur. He's going to take a drive to right center. It's got a lot of air under it. Going to be called for by the right fielder. And the catch is made by Gabe McKeeson. There's one out in the bottom of the second inning. In the East Division of the Hoosier Conference, it's Lewis Cass. They're currently 0-9, 0-4. Hamilton Heights, 8-6, 3-3. Northwestern, 10-6, 3-3. Tipton, 1-10, 0-4. Western, 13-1, 8-0. First pitch, outside edge, called strike. In the batter's box is the five hitter, number 18, Trent Bell. He's playing first base. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball, right side. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, 7-8, 3-3. Central Catholic, 13-5, 7-0. Rensselaer Central, 4-6, 0-6. Twin Lakes, 8-6, 4-1. Here comes the pitch. Bell upstairs, ball two. We'll mention Twin Lakes, 8-6, 4-1, and West Lafayette, 4-10, 1-5. A step off the back of rubber. Scoreboard says 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Working from the windup, Cameron Haney. Ball low, gets short hop stopped right there by Kim Haas. Central Catholic Knights are currently 13-5. They're 7-0 in the West. Head coach is Tim Bordenay. He's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. Pitch comes in. He's going to float one to the left center. Going to be called for by the shortstop. Almost a collision there. Shortstop makes the play. Shallow center field out in the grass. So two out here in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping in, going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. He's going to play right field. And we'll mention the next game for the Knights. Going to be Carmel Greyhounds and the Knights. We knew that. And then they're going to play again Friday. They'll be at Lebanon at 6 o'clock. First pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Here comes a wind from Haney. Here's the pitch. High and away. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Working the windup. Here comes a 1-1. He's going to square the bunt. Outside, pulls the bat back. 2-1 count. Here comes a wind and the delivery. It's going to be a bunt left side. Fielded by the pitcher, Haney. He'll throw to first base, get the put out. And the Knights are retired in order. At the end of two, the 0-0 ball game. Knights and the Greyhounds going at it here on a Wednesday night. We'll mention a little bit about National High School. National High School baseball rankings. These are in the nation. At number one, it's IMG Academy. They're out of Florida. Number two is Stone's Man Douglas, also Florida. Number three is Barbie, Barbe, B-A-R-B-E, out of Louisiana. Number four is St. Mary's Prep, out of Michigan. Number five is Fenton. They're out of Texas. Number six is Catholic BR. They are out of Louisiana. Number seven, this is a high school team. They're named Notre Dame. They're out of California. And number eight is Huntington Beach, also out of California. Number nine is Bishop Gorman out of Nevada. And at number 10, it's Westlake. Westlake out of Texas. So a lot of warm climate teams right here in the national rankings, right here in the Midwest. Pretty chilly. What Terry Bordenay tells me, he says the Midwest is cold, and he's right. Coach Terry Bordenay brought his son up well. Mr. Tim Bordenay, the head coach for Central Catholic. Stepping into bat, going to be number one, Tyler Walkie. Tyler Walkie in 12 games, 45 plate appearances. 36 at bats. They'll take a pitch outside. Good block there by Jackson Kane. Walkie, batting average 361. His on-base percentage, 477. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Above zone, ball two. Walkie has scored seven runs. He's got 13 hits, six doubles, one triple. He's got nine RBI. He's walked six times. He's been hit by pitch twice. He'll take a drive shallow in the grass and be called for by Owen Munn. It might have landed fair right there by the line, first baseline, out recorded. So top of the third inning, one out. Next batter going to step in, number 13, James Charlin. Last time he drew a walk. He would step in seven game appearances, 25 plate appearances, 19 at-bats. He's batting .316 first pitch for Mazur. You know, foul one straight back. Batting .316, his on-base percentage is .480. He scored four runs. He's got six hits. Two of those are doubles. Four RBI. He's walked five times. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur going to step back on the rubber. Left-handed batter. 13, James Sharlin. Here's the wind. Here's the 0-2. Above the zone, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Second signal, not many given. Head coach, Ty Neal. Third base. Turn in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Backdoor curveball finishes low. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One foot out, one foot in, he'll step back in. James Sharland, the DH. Here comes the wind. Here's the 2-2. Swung on. Foul ball. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Ben Mazur fields it. He'll flip it underhanded to Bell. There are two out here in the top of the third. You look at this field right here, Central Catholic. Gordon Lennie Field's got a lot of signs around the perimeters out there in the outfield. It looks good. Completely covered. It reminds me back in the mid-80s, maybe the younger part of the 80s, right there at Regent. They had a Regent field right there off of Guilford Avenue in Carmel. The folks just went out of play, foul ball. In the batter's box is number 7, Case Sullivan, shortstop. And then that field looked pretty much like this one. This field here at Gordon Lemming, 365 straight away there in Carmel by Guilford. At Regent Field with 425 straight away. Tried second swing, get foul tip off the bat in the glove, called strike. 0-2 count, number 7, Case Sullivan, in 12 games, batting .471, .609 on base percentage. Here comes the wind, here comes the 0-2. Outside of ball. Trying to paint that outside edge, Ben Mazur. Count goes 1-2. Case Sullivan, 46 plate appearances, 34 official at-bats. He's got 12 runs scored, 16 hits. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes even at 2-2. Sullivan has 6 doubles. He has 1 triple. He has 9 RBI, 10 base on balls. Here comes the 2-2. Outside, good short hop block once again by Jackson Kane. Count goes full at 3-2. Working from the windup here at signals. How the windup, here comes the pitch. Outside, ball four. So Ben Mazur, to my knowledge, has walked 2 in this ballgame. He started this ballgame by only walking 4 on the season. As mentioned, Ben Mazur entered this game with 24 in the third innings under his belt. Stepping into bat, J.D. Stein, number 17, the third baseman. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Outside and low, ball one. J.D. Stein has played in 12 games, 45 plate appearances, 34 official at-bats. He's batting .206, .400 on base percentage. Working out a set. Checks first base. Pickoff move, first base. Tag applied, back safely. Here's Case Sullivan. Stepping back in. Number 17, J.D. Stein. Working out a stretch, now a set. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. No pickoff move again. Low pickoff move right there. Good glove by Bell. Good throw right there. Might have got him off target with the throw. Working out a stretch. Checks first base. Now the set. Here comes the pitch to J.D. Stein. Taking off for second base. It'd be a foul ball. Try to put a butt down. One out, I do believe. Scoreboard tough to read there on the outside. Not sure it's lit up. So one ball, one strike, you'll step back in. Four here for Carmel. Number 17, J.D. Stein, working out a stretch, now Vassette. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Top of the third inning. No score. Base runners have been on base for both teams. Working out a stretch, now Vassette. Here comes a 1-2. Swung on, going to pop it to right field. There were two outs. Making the catch in right field is Caden Mink. So the Knights get out of the inning. They leave one aboard. Carmel Greyhounds leave one on base. And after two and a half, it's still a no-run ball game. 0-0 after two and a half. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by ScriptsandFishers.com since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana by dialing 317-842-2228. And we'll mention they have two Hamilton County locations. The one is in Fishers, that's at 8599 East 116th Street. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville. That's between Noblesville and Westfield along Highway 32. But we'll mention you can explore their quality used car inventory. To reach them at your dealership in Noblesville, you can dial 317-773-2232. Again, that number is 317-773-2232. You can visit them online or visit them on site. FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping in for the Knights, right-handed batter, the catcher, Jackson Kane. First pitch, low and away, ball one. Jackson Kane wears number 3, a sophomore athlete. Put some muscle on. I think Brian May pretty happy about that. Pitch comes in high above the zone. Ball 2. Let's step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Cameron Haney. There's a whine. Here comes a 2-0. Swung on, foul ball right there in front of the screen. Third base dugout. Carmel Greyhounds occupying the third base dugout. The Knights occupying the first base dugout. Count goes 2-1. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Swung on, he'll foul one. Right side is going to get a light. Going to get a bulb right there. Coach Bordenay going to have to put on the hat. That's the athletic director's hat following this game and get somebody with a high lift to change a bulb. As the lights come on, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at singles, is Haney. Going to be a timeout called by Jackson Kane. A lot of concentration time. Time right there in the box. Difficult to wait and wait for an 80-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2, ball's live. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. He's going to call time again. A long tier right there. Maybe he's having difficulty picking up the signals. Here comes the pitch, the 2-2. They'll take a drive to right center. Going to back up the center fielder. He's going to make the catch there in front of the 380, probably about a 330-foot shot, but an out for Jackson Kane. So one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. We're going to take a break in the action right here. You see, that bulb did break and it fell down. It probably got part of it on the field. That's what they're taking time out here for. Several guys there, including the umpire. And I'm just checking out the surface there, picking up some pieces of glass. That bulb, it was pretty evident. I mean, everybody probably saw it that was looking. That glass might have gotten two of them. But part of baseball. Some good lights here at Central Catholic. I remember last year, opposite side, by the third base dugout, Garum Catholic and Central Catholic getting ready to play in the Catholic Classic. I think it was going to be the last game of the Classic on a Saturday night. And the light just blew. It just blew out. So they didn't have one whole light fixture for candle power. They just couldn't play. It was dark. You just couldn't play because the field was not illuminated enough to play the game. Central Catholic, ground crew, that includes Mr. Bourdonnais, Coach Bourdonnais, and all the guys, right here, Ryan Johnson. They went ahead and fixed the field perfectly. It looked brilliant. It was ready to play. They sprayed down the infield. They sprayed down home plate. They were ready to go. And then they let everybody know that we can't play. But I thought that was pretty classy to get the field looking marvelous and then making that announcement. So the Knights did get to play Garum Catholic about two or three weeks ago. And I'm stepping in right now. Game time. Bryn Robbins. Here comes the wind and the pitch. He's going to take a drive to center field. Got a lot of air under it. He's going to be called for by Hunter Snow. And Hunter Snow makes the second catch in the inning for out number two. Next batter going to step in. We're going to see Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel playing third base right there for Central Catholic. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Knee-high. Outside half. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at Sprinkles. Here comes a wind from Cameron Haney. Second pitch, inside half, knee high. No balls, two strikes. Step back in, Gavin Boutel. Here comes a wind in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. And the Knights are out of the inning. In the bottom of the third, the Knights come up with no base runners, no hits, nobody left on base. After three complete innings at Central Catholic High School, Central Catholic 0, Carmel Greyhounds 0. Back out to the pitcher's mound is Ben Mazur for the Knights. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. Next batter going to step in. For the Carmel Greyhounds, number 15, Hunter Snow, as mentioned, made a couple of catches there in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch, Ben Mazur. Foul one back to the screen. No balls, one strike. Hunter Snow, in 12 games, he's participated 48 plate appearances, 37 at bats. He's batting .405. Here's the pitch. Going to be a base hit between second in first base on the ground, picked up in right field by Caden Minnick. So he gets himself on board, Hunter Snow, and that batting average is climbing. Stepping into bat, going to be number five, Adam Buczkowski. Adam Buczkowski is stepping in. 19 played appearances, 18 at-bats. He's played in 9 ball games. This is number 10. We're going to have a stretch, now a set. Right-handed batter, here comes the pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Kind of froze up Adam Buczkowski on that first pitch. Righty facing a righty, breaking pitch. Count goes 0-1. Turn over at first base, out of stretch, now the set. There comes a pickoff move at first base. Tag applied, just behind, safe at first base, Hunter Snow. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur. Out of set. Here comes an 0-1 pitch. Outside of ball, going to get off the glove of Jackson Kane. Right out of the webbing, slipped out, taking off. Safe at second base is Hunter Snow. Sun's going down. It's getting a little chillier. Got a little bit of an air blowing right here. Blowing in slightly from center field, right into the batter's face. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. Snow. Here comes the pitch. Going to put a bunt down. Going to go skyward. Going to be picked up out of the sky right there. Foul ball. Excuse me, a fair ball. Right back to Mazur. Little pop up and it's caught for out number one. Next batter going to step in, number 10, Tim Haas. Tim Haas in 7 ball games, 22 plate appearances, 16 at bats. He's batting 312. On base percentage of 500. Right into batter, working out the set. Here comes a pickoff move at second base, no throw. Timing move right there, no throw. Evan Dienhart was going to take the throw. Not quite there. Back safely is Hunter Snow. Working out a stretch, now the set. He'll check second. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. This foul tip in the glove. Jackson Kane cleans another one. 0-1 count. Tim Haas, right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move, second baseman, 0-1 run. No tag applied. No balls, 1 strike. Top of the 4th inning. This game is moving right along. No score. 1 out. Here comes a set from Mazur. Here comes a pitch. Breaking pitch misses inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Tim Haas, number 10, does the catching in the right-handed batter's box. Out of a set. Here comes the step off. He's going to step off the back. Wants to see the signals again. At second base, Hunter Snow. I take that back. Yeah, Hunter Snow, Tim Haas in the batter's box. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Mazur painting that outside edge. Tim Haas. Full swings. Can't quite pick it up. Count goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, Ben Mazur. A long peer. Now the set position, they'll check second base, nobody covering. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. On deck is number 18, Gabe Mathiesen. 2-2 count to Tim Haas. Out of the set, check second base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Broke away. Swing and a miss. Came up empty 3 times. I believe 2 out. 2 out here on the diamond. Next batter going to step in. Number 18, Gabe Mathiesen. Gabe Mathiesen 12 games, 44 plate appearances, 39 at-bats, 308 batting average, 372 on-base percentage, left-handed batter. Here comes first pitch. He'll try to put a bunt down. Pitch comes in high, got a piece of it, tried to get out of the way. Foul ball off the bat of Mathiesen. So Ben Mazur probably taught that way. We were taught that way younger. Square to bunt. Put that ball where they can't get to it. And he couldn't get out of the way without fouling it off for protection. So 0-1 count. Out of a set. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. He'll step off the back again. Ben Mazur. Pitcher pretty much controls the pace of the game. There's no time clock in high school. Some people would say yet, but I doubt it'd be a long, long time. Here comes the 0-1 pickoff move. Trying to get the timing right there with Deanhart. No throw. He went counterclockwise that time, but didn't make the throw. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, Gabe Mathiesen. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here's the 0-1, squares the bunt again. Didn't get a piece of it, pulled the bat back, and the ball goes off the glove of Jackson Kane. So didn't need the bunt. Runner moves from second to third base. Hunter Snow at third base for the Greyhounds. You step back in. Eight hitter. Number 18, Gabe Mathiesen. Here comes a set. Here's the pitch. You see a base hit to right field. RBI for Mathiesen. Coming in to score is Hunter Snow. Fielding the baseball out in right field is Caden Minnick. And Carmel Greyhounds are on the board first. So runner at first base, Gabe Mathiesen. Next batter, Rhea Leckie. Number 27, Drew Fouts. Drew Fouts has played in 12 games, 35 plate appearances, 25 at bats. Here comes a set. Pickoff move, first base, got him. No, didn't get him. The ball did beat the runner there, and the B position umpire said safe. So stepping back in the rubber, Ben Mazur. Stepping back in, left-handed batter's box, Drew Fouts. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Thought about a bump there, throw to second base. Hopped in there. Evan Deanhart tried to field it, make the tag off the glove. Yeah, made the tag with an empty glove. So safe at second base. Drew Fouts in the batter's box. At second is Gabe Mathiesen. Out of the set. Check second. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Inner half. Strike called. One ball, one strike. One runner aboard, one run in. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Central Catholic High School working out of the set. Checks it again. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Breaking pitch, trying to work that back door curveball. Count goes 2-1. Drew Fouts, number 27. Batting 320. 485 on base percentage. Left-handed batter, righty pitcher, Ben Mazur. Take a drive to the left field. It's going to bounce in there and be picked up by Tyler Fox. They'll make the throw to the plate. They're going to call him out. Bro comes in. Coach Ty Neal going to come in and talk to the home plate umpire. Not sure, but the call is made out at the plate. I imagine Ty Neal had a pretty good view of the tag or no tag. They're going to call him out. Carmel Greyhounds get one run in the top of the fourth. Knights are going to bat in the bottom half. And at the end of 3.5, Knights 0, Greyhounds 1. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And they also have Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. And we'll mention Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. And we'll mention you can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery and Deli right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in second time, Owen Munn. Where's number 12? First pitch from Haney. Going to be a ground ball shortstop. Going to gator it. Kate Sullivan throws across the diamond and just does get Owen Munn at first base. There's one out. The bottom of the fourth. Next batter to step in for the night is going to be number 24. Evan Deanhart in 18 games. He's been hit by a pitch three times. 69 in plate appearances, 48 at bat. First pitch from Haney. Outside, ball one. Evan Deanhart batting 333. That's in 48 at bat. 500 on base percentage. Second pitch comes in high and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Deanhart. He's got 16 hits on the season. 15 are singles. Several are bunt singles. Outside, they call that a strike. Outside edge, evidently. 30-inch plate. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. And be off the glove right there of Tim Hoff. Three balls, one strike. Deanhart, he's got a double on the season. He's got six RBI. He has scored 20 runs. He's walked 14 times. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball four. Pretty close to that pitch. Called strike. But he'll jog down to first base. Evan Deanhart picks up walk number 15 on the season. Next batter stepping in is going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, the three-hitter for the night. Ryan Schumer on the season has five home runs. So the third base in on the grass. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Cameron Haney. A long set. Here's the pitch. Heavy swing. Swing and a miss. Ryan Schumer. Going to step back in. Ryan Schumer in 18 games. He's been hit by pitch five times. Leads the team, Ryan Schumer, 70 plate appearances, 46 at-bats. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Knee-high, right down Meridian, strike called. Schumer batting 391, batting average, 586 on base percentage. He's got 18 hits on the season. Out of the set, here comes the 0-2 pitch to Schumer. Foul ball right there at home plate. Off the dirt and back up, got him on the uniform. Foul ball. So Ryan Schumer has eight singles, four doubles. He has a triple and five home runs. 19 RBI. He scored 13 runs. Here comes the 0-2, then pickoff move, first base. Going to get by the first baseman, Adam Bischkowski. But Evan Deanhart going to stay right there at first base. Didn't get far enough away from Bischkowski. Got some bullpen activity down the left field line. Carmel Graham bullpen. Here comes the 0-2 pitch once again from Haney. Inside half, strike called. He'll go down looking. So Ryan Schumer going to go down looking. Ryan Schumer doesn't do that very often. Ryan Schumer, that's his seventh strikeout in his third time he's gone down looking. He got 47 quality at-bats, that leads the team. Stepping in, Ben Mather, the four-hitter. One out, one aboard at first base for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ben Mather, solid cut, took his cut. Two outs on the diamond. Runner at first base is Evan Dienhart. Right-handed batter, Ben Mather, out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Haney. Throw to second base. They're going to get Evan Dienhart trying to steal. A nice throw from Haas. And Ben Mather will bat first in the top of the, excuse me, the bottom of the fifth. So through four innings of play, Carmel Greyhounds 1, Central Catholic Knights 0. We'll mention a little bit more about our sponsors. We appreciate support sponsors making this game possible for you. It's from Larson and Sons. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Keep your eyes focused right there downtown Main Street in Sheridan. Getting ready to put a mural up on the side of the building right there on the, about the same corner that the Sheridan Historical Building is located. And they'll work it from there. We'll mention Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, that's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports in downtown Sheridan. Right there on Main Street, right there on the, right there in the middle of town. So they throw one down, they're going to put it back in the glove of Ben Mather. Next batter going to step in, he's the one hitter. Leadoff batter in today's ballgame is Tyler Walke. Tyler Walke going to step in. He's played in 12 games. 45 plate appearances, 36 at-bats. He's batting .361 on base percentage of .477. First pitch from Mather. High for ball one. Tyler Walke, second baseman. He scored 7 runs. He's got 13 hits. 6 of those hits are doubles. He has a triple. Here comes the pitch. He takes it to center field. Line shot, going to bounce a couple times. Right there into the glove of Bryn, right there. Looking out center field, Bryn Robbins makes it stop. So got himself aboard in the one-hitter, Tyler Walke. Second batter going to step in, top of the fifth inning. And number 13, James Sharland. James Sharland going to step in, batting .316. Working from the stretch here. Now we're looking at first base, now out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Sharland. It's going to be a pickoff move. Pickoff move, first base. T.J. Bell tries to tag, back safely, head first. Is Tyler Walke. So peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Ben Mather checks first base. Now the set. First pitch to Sharland, taking off for second base. Throw from Jackson Kane. Couldn't be handled there at second base. Goes into shallow center field. And safe at second base is Walke. So Walke is in scoring position with nobody out. Number 13, James Sharland steps back in, left-handed batter. Two-hitter for the Carmel Greyhounds. Working out a stretch, now the set, here's the pitch, outside of ball. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Fortney going to walk out, going to talk with his infield. Two balls, no strikes. and field going to meet right there at the pitcher's mound. Baseball on a Wednesday. We do appreciate you tuning in. I will mention this game is being brought to you by PutmeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter with Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball as the meetings broke up by the home plate umpire. He casually walked out. They're going to get back in their normal position. Runner at second base for the Carmel Greyhounds is Tyler Walkie. Stepping in. Two balls, no strikes. Left-handed batter, James Charland. Ball's made live. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Baser steps second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Shortstop. Second base. Owen Munn. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out. There's one out on the diamond. And Tyler Walkie moves to third base. So one out. Next batter for the Greyhounds is going to be the three hitter, number 7, Case Sullivan. Case Sullivan, shortstop. Going to step in, batting 312. Right-handed batter. Outfield playing straight away. Infield just the same. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Tap the plate, step back in. Number 7, Case Sullivan. Shortstop position. Working out a set. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch. Finished outside. Missed the dish. Just outside. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Knights have bullpen activity down the first baseline. Working out a stretch. Here comes the pitch. Got the dish. Broke away. Nice placement for the pitch from Mazur. Count goes 2-1. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. 2-1 pitch on the way. Checks third base out of set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, you pop one. Me on the infield. Evan Dehart going to call it. He'll make the catch. And there's two out. So you jog off the field. Next batter going to step in. Number 17, J.D. Stein. J.D. Stein, right-handed batter. Ben Mason can step in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. First pitch to Stein. Breaking pitch outside of ball. Ben working that curveball. Curveball working for him. Working on the placement. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Check third base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Got the break. Want the location to hit tall. Above the zone. Ball 2. 2 balls. No strikes. Peer in with a single. Jackson Kane. Catcher for the Knights. A long peer. Now the set. Check second base. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Outside edge. Called strike. Fastball painted the outside edge. Count goes 2-1. So we'll peer back in. Look at signals. How stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-0 to J.D. Stein. Breaking pitch. Getting slow and away. 3 balls. 1 strike. J.D. Stein going to step back in. Batting 206, 400 on base percentage. Out of the set, Ben Mazur, here's the 3-1 pitch. Strike called. Right across the dish. 3-2 count. J.D. Stein was in disbelief on that last pitch. Might have been, it's called strike. J.D. Stein thought it was ball low, ball four. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Fielded right there by Evan Dehart. Strong arm throw across the diamond. Gets the put out with C.J. Bell. Cardinal Greyhounds lead one aboard. Come up with no runs in the top of the fifth. Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, campground and RV resort. You can make plans. You can book your stay right there at Indiana Beach. They're located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them up by telephone at 574-583-4141. Again, their number is 574-583-4141. IndianaBeach.com. You can get daily admission passes. By the time you bought three, it might behoove you to go ahead and buy a season pass. That season pass at Indiana Beach, per person, just $69.99. You can go there all season long, have a good time, ride the roller coaster, and enjoy yourself at Indiana Beach. That's Indiana's amusement park, Monticello, Indiana. Make family plans now. Stepping in, going to bat for the Knights. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, he's number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur was in the batter's box when the final out occurred at second base. The bottom of the fourth. First pitch, back to the screen. One ball, no strikes. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, 63 plate appearances, 51 at-bats. Looks like a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Mazur batting 412. Right-handed batter's box. 492 on base percentage. He got 21 hits. Here's the pitch. And a foul one left side out in front of the Greyhounds dugout. And Ben Mazur goes down the count 1-2. Ben Mazur has 5 doubles. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball 2. 2-2 count. As mentioned, Ben Mazur, 21 hits, 15 are singles. 5 are doubles. He's got 1 home run. Here comes the wind. Here comes a 2-2 from Haney. Foul ball right there at home plate. Off the dirt, back up, hit the bat. Foul ball. Ben Mazur leads the team in RBI. He has 21. He scored 5 runs and he walked 8 times. He got 31 quality at-bats. Here comes a 2-2 again. Outside swing and a miss. Trying to protect the dish, outside edge. And he'll jog back to the dugout. There's one out, bottom of the fifth inning. It's a one-run ball game. That's what it was a year ago. 1-0 contest. Carmel captured the win. Stepping in to bat is number 18, Trent Bell. First pitch to Bell. Tried to check his swing, couldn't check it. Strike called. 52 plate appearances, 39 at-bats. He's batting 256, 431 on base percentage. Gonna foul one back out of play. Off the handle of that bat, Kemp goes 0-2 to Bell. Bell has 10 hits. He's got 6 singles, 2 doubles. He has 2 home runs. Working from the windup, here comes the 0-2. Outside and tall. Ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Step back in. He scored 8 runs. He's walked 11 times. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. T.J. Bell on the season has 32 quality at-bats. Count goes 2-2. Working from the windup, here's the 2-2 pitch. Foul tip back in the glove. Good hang right there by catcher Tim Haas. And strike three on Bell. So with two out, next batter going to step in is going to be Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick wears number 20. He's played in 13 games entering this one. 33 plate appearances, 25 at-bats. Third base here on the grass. Going to foul one back to the screen. At third base, J.D. Stein. He's on the lip of the grass and then some. No balls, one strike to Minnick to step back in. You're batting 320. Here's the pitch. Going to be a ground ball just foul of third base. No balls, two strikes. Okay, Minnick batting 320. Left-handed batter's box. 469 on base percentage. You've got eight hits on the season. Working from the windup. Timmer and Haney. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Haney's trying to make him fish. Caden Minnick, as mentioned before, he has a good eye at home plate. Caden Minnick, eight hits, six hits, I should say. One double, one triple. You know, foul one back. And that's off the glove. Couldn't hold it. So Caden Minnick going to stay in the batter's box with that one and two count. Caden Minnick, eight RBI on the season. He scored eight runs. He's walked six times. 15 quality at-bats. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. The Knights will go down in order in the bottom of the fifth. Through five innings of play. We'll mention the Carmel Greyhounds, one. Central Catholic Knights, zero. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning as this game is moving right along. About a minute, excuse me, an hour and 15 minutes deep right now into this ballgame. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up by text. You can text them or you can call them up at 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-2424. So the Knights get warmed up here in the top of the sixth inning. A one-run ball game. Working right here on the diamond. And playing some Kiss. Some Kiss music, if you didn't know. Aerosmith, supposed to be touring their last farewell tour. They're going to tour with the Black Crowes. I think they're going to be in Indianapolis. I think that's October 29th. I mean, that's pretty far off in the distance. Maybe they need to market themselves this far away to fill up the venue. I don't know. But I'm probably not going to go. But they're getting ready to toss one down to second base. And here comes the toss. Jackson Kane. And the Carmel Greyhounds going to bat here in the top of the sixth inning. Going to send up left-handed batter for the Greyhounds. It's going to be number 15, Hunter Snow. Hunter Snow, 15. Hunter Snow, I believe, the only run scored in this game was by Hunter Snow. He'll step into bat. Left-handed batter. Face Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the first pitch. Outside of ball. Hunter Snow in 12 games, 48. Plate appearances, 37 at-bats. He's batting .405. Here comes the pitch. Swung on to take one to the left field. Pretty much right at Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox makes the catch for the first out here in the top of the sixth. Next batter going to step in, number 5, Adam Butchkowski. Adam Butchkowski can step in 9 ball games, 19 plate appearances, 18 official at-bats. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. Swung on, foul ball, ground to ground, left side. Going to be picked up by Coach Neal. No ball, one strike. Number 5, Adam Butchkowski. Peering in, looking at singles. Ben Mazur, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Butchkowski, number 5, he scored one run. He's got a hit, and he has a double. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. Butchkowski going to step back in. Right-handed batter's box. He's got 2 RBI on the season. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finishes high. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Step back on the rubber. Working from the windup. Even at third base is Gavin Butel. Breaking pitch. Finishes away. Good backhand stop by Jackson Kane. Count goes full at 3-2. Stepping back in, number 5, Adam Butchkowski. Here comes a wind and the pitch. High and away, ball 4. Butchkowski going to jog down to first base. Going to remove those batting gloves. And Coach Neal going to make an adjustment on the first base runner. He's going to bring Butchkowski back in to pick up his first baseman's glove. Jogging out, going to do the running, is number 2, Cam Carmichael. Cam Carmichael, first baseman. So one runner aboard, nobody out. Top of the 6th inning, Carmel batting. Stepping in is number 10, Tim Haas. Right-handed batter does the catching for the Greyhounds. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Haas. Outside of ball. Tim Haas, number 10, in 7 ball games. 22 plate appearances, 16 at-bats. He batted .312. .500 on base percentage. Here comes the second pitch to Haas. He'll drive it right side into foul territory, going to float out of play. Giving it a look right there with T.J. Bell and Owen Munn. Chase that as far as they could. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Steps back in. Tim Haas. Look over at first base out of the stretch. Now the set for Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch. Just above the zone. Count goes 2-1. Ben Mazur going to blow some hot air right there in that right hand. Working out a stretch. Now the set. The 2-1 pitch to Haas. Low and away. Count goes 3-1. Ben Mazur going to peer in, look at signals. Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter's box. Tim Haas. Out of the set, here's the 3-1 pitch. Outside and low, ball 4. So Tim Haas is aboard with the base on balls. So 2 aboard. Base on balls issued. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. He's had some bullpen. They're still bullpenning over there. I think, double check who it is, but I think it's Keaton Brooks, number 34, lefty, working in the bullpen down there. Long talk then, right there on the pitcher's mound. Home plate umpire starts to walk out. Coach Bourdain calls for the bullpen. Ben Mazur going to get a hand clap as he walks off the diamond. So stepping to the pitcher's mound, going to get some warm-up tosses, is number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks will warm up right there with Jackson Kane. We'll mention a little bit about Keaton Brooks. To this point of the season, Keaton Brooks has the most innings under his belt. He's got 32 and two-thirds innings. This is appearance number 6. And we'll mention he does have 4 starts, but this is appearance number 6. He's faced 136 batters. He's thrown 455 pitches. He's got a win-loss ratio of 4 wins, 0 losses. He's allowed 30 hits on the season. He's allowed 13 runs. I should say his team has allowed 13 runs while he has pitched. Only 10 of those runs are earned. He's walked 5. He has struck out 29. 11 of those strikeouts went down looking, and he's hit one batter along the way. So he's going to get some final warm-up tosses right there on pitcher's mound. They're working right there. Left-handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Outfield going to resume their normal positions. Infield just the same. 2 aboard for the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds working right there. Tim Haas is at first base. Adam Butchkowski is at second base. Take that back. He jogs off. He's got a runner running for him. It's Tim Carmichael, number 2, at second base. So the C position umpire briefs Keaton Brooks with the lowdown, let him know what's happening. And I'm going to step in. Going to be a right-handed batter. Gabe Mathiesen. Gabe Mathiesen wears number 18, working out a stretch. Keaton Brooks. Now the set. He'll check second base. First pitch to Mathiesen. Going to pop one. Short, shallow, right field. Going to be called for and caught right there by Caden Minnick. He'll toss it in a hurry. And the runners stay put. It's going to be a fly out off the bat of Mathiesen to right field. So next batter going to step in. He's the left-handed batter. He bats in the 9 spot for the Greyhounds. Number 27, Drew Fouts. Drew Fouts batting 320. Left-handed batter's box. Peering in looking at signals. Now the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Just outside, might have been a smidge hit tall. Count goes 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Keaton Brooks steps in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Stepping out of the box, steps back in. Not sure he had time to step back out. You step back out without time, then you're out of the box. Strike comes in there. 2 strikes could be awarded to the pitcher. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch, the 1-0. He squared a bunt. Outside edge, called strike. He squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, thought it was a ball. And he had pretty good thinking. But it's called a strike. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, working from the stretch. Keaton Brooks checks second base. Now the set. Here comes the pickoff move at second base. Evan Jeanhart back facing is Carmichael. 1 ball, 1 strike. Mother Nature delivering some chilly weather the last few days, last week. It's going to start climbing. By the weekend, we're going to see the mid-70s. Let's get up to 60 today. Might have got 59. Out of the set. Check second base again. Here's the pitch. Going to take a drive to right field. Going to back up Caden Minnick. He'll work to his right. He'll make the catch. And the Knights are out of the inning. It's a good catch in right field by Caden Minnick. So the Knights get out of the inning. They lead two Greyhounds aboard. And at the end of five and a half, Greyhounds 1, Knights 0. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. Their second Hamilton County location is Fritz in Noblesville. Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's Noblesville, Indiana. They're right there between Westfield and Noblesville along Highway 32, State Road, I should say. And we'll mention you can dial them up at that dealership at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping into bat for the Knights, where's number three? He does the catching. Number three is Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, a right-handed batter. He's going to step in, batting 327 on the season. Here comes the first pitch from Haney. Right down Meridian, taken for a strike. No balls, one strike. Kane going to step back in. Jackson Kane. Cameron Haney still pitching here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane straightaway stands. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside of ball, trying to get him to pitch. Pretty good velocity on the pitchers, I tell you what, both of them. Ben Mazur, Haney, now Keaton Brooks. Pitch comes in, ground ball, first base. Going to be fielded right there, and he'll get it unassisted. Adam Butchkowski, there's one out in the bottom of the sixth. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 33, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins in 17 games. 58 plate appearances, 48 official at-bats. He's batting 292 with a 386 on-base percentage. First pitch from Haney. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Brent Robbins has 14 hits on the season. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Looks like Cameron Haney might be getting stronger as the game goes along. Count goes 0-2 to Robbins. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Brent. Swing and a miss. They're jawed back to the dugout. The Knights going to send to the plate. It's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Going to make an adjustment here. Hudson Gutwein going to step into bat for Gavin Butel in the ninth spot. Right-handed batter, Hudson Gutwein, first pitch from Haney. Ground ball, third base, fielded by J.B. Stein to throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Adam Butchkowski. Three outs here in the bottom of the sixth. So the Knights get no one on board. They come up with no hits, no runs here in the bottom of the sixth. We'll go to the top of the seventh inning. Greyhounds 1, Knights 0, and back out to pitch for Central Catholic is number 34, Keaton Brooks. And we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. When you'd rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. Next batter going to step in for Carmel. Going to be this game's leadoff batter, number one, Tyler Walkie. Right-handed batter going to step in. Tyler Walkie, batting 361. That's in 12 games. They have played 13. This is the 14th. Going to foul one off right side out of play. Greyhounds batting top of the seventh inning, a one-run ball game. One run in. I believe Hunter Snow crossed the plate. There's the pitch. Low. Good block by Jackson Kane. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. A step back in, straightaway stance. Here comes a wind and the delivery. I'm going to put a bun down. Be fielded by Keaton Brooks. Make a strong throw to first base. And just does get Tyler Walkie at first base. There's one out here in the top of the seventh. So next batter going to step in will be number 13, James Sharland. He is the designated hitter in the ball game. He's batting for the pitcher, Cameron Haney. 2 feet on the rubber, appearing and looking at signals. Here comes a wind and a pitch from Brooks. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. You step back in. James Sharland. Here comes a wind from Brooks. Here's the pitch. Low. Good block right here by Jackson Kane. Count goes 2-0. Some bullpen activity. Again, down the first baseline, Central Catholic. It looks to be Ryan Schumer getting loose. Pitch comes in, right down Meridian. Kneecap high for a strike. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Wearing those New Balance shoes for Charlotte. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Stepping back in. Here comes the delivery. The 3-1 pitch to Charlin. High for ball four. And Charlin reaches base again with a base on balls. The next batter going to step in. We're going to see the three hitter. He's the shortstop number 7, Case Sullivan. Steps in, right-handed batter, facing the lefty, Keaton Brooks, staring right at first base, out of the set. You'll check first, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch right across the dish. No balls, one strike. Three hitter, number 7, Kate Sullivan. One out, here in the top of the seventh inning. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, fair. Good play off the bag. Strong arm throw at first base. And Gavin Boutel, probably the best play I've seen on the infield in a long time. That's a ground ball hit right down the line. It caromed off the bag. And Boutel, behind the bag, made a stab at it. Grabbed it with the glove and threw across the diamond of strong arms to T.J. Bell to get the out. So two out here in the top of the seventh. Runner moves over to second base. He's going to jog off the diamond, give way to a courtesy or a pinch runner. And so they'll go with the runner at second base. Coach Ty Neal having a conversation with home plate umpire. It's cordial. It's just questions and answers. So two out on the diamond.
I'm running with the Greyhound with a few Cam Carmichael.
So Cam Carmichael is back out to do the running. I guess so. J.D. Stein at the batter's box. Stein playing third base, wearing number 17 for Carmel Greyhounds. First pitch from Brooks. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. 0-1 count, step back in. J.D. Stein batting in the fourth spot here in the ballgame. Runner at second base is Cam Carmichael. Here's the pickoff move, second base. Back safely, no throw from Keaton Brooks. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Keaton Brooks will check second base. Now the set, he'll check again. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Stein inside a ball. One ball, one strike. J.D. Stein, third baseman. Where's number 17? Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch is Keaton Brooks. Now the set. It's set second base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Back in the box, J.D. Stein. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Check second base. Now out of the set, there comes a 2-1 pitch. Inside low. You get by the glove of Jackson Kane. They'll throw it. Third base, and they're going to call the out. C position umpire made the call. And Jackson Kane is going to get credit for a throw out at third base for the attempt to steal. So the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. Knights need one to continue the ballgame. Knights need two to walk off the diamond. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. The location is 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds, they have Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, it's 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We're mentioning the Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Dallas. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in, 0-1 Munn. Working from the windup, Cameron Haney. Going to foul one back to the screen. No balls, one strike. 0-1 Munn. 0-1 Munn, where's number 12? He's played in all 18 games. 74 plate appearances, 64 at-bats. Going to be a ground ball over the head of Haney. Couldn't get the throw off. Second base. Tried to pull it down. Had to double clutch. That was Tyler Walkie. And sliding in head first. Safe at first base is Owen Munn. Owen Munn representing the tying run for the Knights. Next batter going to step in. Number 24, Evan Dehart. another right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart, going to step in. All 18 games, batting 333. Working out a stretch, now the set. You know, drop, try to bunt. Pitch comes in, pulled the bat back. Just outside, a ball. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Working from the stretch, now the set. Cameron Haney, he was scored a bunt early. Well, Dienhart's timeout called. That right-handed batter's box by Evan Dienhart. A step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Cameron Haney out of a set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Squares the bunt, lets it go by. Ball goes into right field on a snap throw from catcher Tim Haas to first base. Ball was in the dirt. Bichkowski couldn't field it. And jogging over to, I should say running over to second base is Owen Munn. Two balls, no strikes. Evan Dienhart, the batter. Give me a timeout call on the diamond. Coach Ty Neal going to walk out, going to talk to his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. And we'll mention, games coming up, we'll mention Carmel Greyhounds. They're going to play tomorrow. Carmel Greyhounds at 6 o'clock tomorrow. McCutchen Mavericks will be at Carmel to do battle with the Greyhounds. And we'll mention Central Catholic Knights. They're going to play on Friday. They'll travel. It'll be a 6 o'clock game. They'll travel to Lebanon. My guess is that game will happen at the park there in Lebanon, right off of 39. So don't quote me, but that's where they played a few years ago. We'll hope their scoreboard doesn't go out this time. That makes it tough to remember the count for each batter with no scoreboard. But if it happens, we'll make do. So they're going to, home plate umpire, going to walk out, going to break up the meeting there at the pitcher's mound. Coach Ty Neal, going to jog, going to actually walk back to the dugout. So one runner aboard at second base is Owen Munn. He led off this bottom of the seventh inning. To 2-0 count to Evan Dienhart. Ball flies, working out a stretch, looking at signals, peering in, looking at signals from Tim Haas. Now the set. Check second base. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Nope, he's going to peer wet, come off the rubber. Walk towards second base, now step back in. Evan Dienhart did square. He squared early. 2-0 count. Going to try to get Owen Munn to third base. He's going to square. He's going to go back to the pitcher. Haney's going to fall down. He's going to make the throw. He slipped on the surface trying to make the throw to first base. He brought Bichkowski clear off the bag. Bichkowski had to do what he could do to stop the ball before it went out in the right field. So Owen Munn is at third base. Mahaney, we'll have to see what's going to happen, but Ty Neal is going to talk to his infield again with another timeout. So he gets the opportunity to come out and talk to him twice. Third time would be a different story. In a high school game, in a middle school, I should say, in a Babe Ruth type of game, second time out, you got to change the pitcher, but that's not the case in high school. So they're going to go with Haney. Coach Ty Neal puts the hand up for the bullpen. Hey, we're not quite ready yet. May not need you. We'll see. So jogging over to first base. Runners on the corners. Evan Dienhart is at first base. Owen Munn at third base. Stepping in the three-hitter. Ryan Schumer. Working out the stretch. Now the set. Left-handed batter Schumer. Here's the pitch. Outside half. Knee-high. Called strike. Down goes 0-1 to Schumer. Ben Mazur is on deck. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes a pitch from Haney. Strike call on the outside half. Bit of a breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. It broke just enough to get that outside half. So Schumer going to step back in. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, runners on the corners for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one left field. Going to have to make a long run for it. It's going to drop foul. It's going to drop just foul. It was not caught. So Schumer going to have life again. It'll be an 0-2 count again to Schumer. And the ball drops just foul of the third baseline. So no balls, two strikes. Schumer going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Haney out of the set. Here comes the 0-2 to Schumer pickoff move. It's tried the 31 move that is available in high school. Babe Ruth, he can't do it. He stepped towards third, came completely off the rubber, turned around, tried to get the runner at first. So they have a pickoff move there to Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart gets back safely at first base. Cameron Haney working. He's gone the distance. There's nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Two aboard, 0-2 count to Schumer. Runners at first and third. Here's the pitch. You're going to pop one foul, left side, out of play. So he'll stay in the box with that 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer going to step back in. Center fielder playing him to push the ball away. So 0-2, here's the pitch. Need a base hit to the left center field. Going to tie the ball game, Owen Munn. Moving over to second base is Evan Dehart. And the Knights put one on the board here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Still nobody out. Coach Fournier going to walk down the line, going to talk with the home plate umpire. He's going to make an adjustment on the surface. He's going to probably run for Ryan Schumer. Evan Dehart going to run over. So Schumer's going to give way to Ryan Elsner. So Ryan Schumer going to give way to Ryan Elsner. Elsner will be the runner for Schumer. Schumer got the RBI single, scored the run from third base. That was Owen Munn. It's a tie ball game. And Cameron Haney's going to get a good hand clap as he comes off the diamond. Yeah, even from me. Well done, Cameron Haney. It's going to give way to the next relief. It's going to be short relief, we think. Not quite sure. You're going to get some velocity. He's been in the bullpen. He's going to get some more tosses right here at home plate. So I believe it's 24. That's Sam Brewington. Check my specs again. Make sure I'm correct. I'm going to come in right-handed hurler. Comes out of the bullpen. You're getting quick warm-up right here. It has gotten a bit chillier. My guess would be around the 45 to 50-degree range. So they're getting some warm-up tosses right there. You're going to be briefed by the C-position umpire. Catcher may go out and talk with him, not sure. So I believe it's 24, Brewington. If it is, he's got a 1.62 ERA. He's got 8 2/3 innings under his belt. He's got a win-loss record of 1-0. This is appearance number 5. Out of the set, here comes the first pitch to Ben Mazur. You're going to square the bunt. You're going to pirouette, step off the back of the rubber. Knights have two aboard, first and second base. Brewington has allowed 7 hits, 2 runs. Both runs were earned. He's walked 3, he's struck out 6. Ben Mazur in the batter's box. In the stretch, Brewington, now the set. He'll check second. Here's the pitch. Outside, and called a strike. Ben Mazur squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, because he knew it was a ball, and it was, but it was called a strike. Kim goes 0-1-1, peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, now a set. Squared a bunt again, first base, coming in. Outside a ball. So it might have been one of those break-even. I called this called a strike that was a ball. Here's the ball that is a strike. So Cam goes 1-1. John Kruk story. We'll tell that another time. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Check second base. The 1-1 pitch. Nope, going to be stepping off the back again. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter's box. Just step back in. Batting in the fourth spot. They got a loose ball from the bullpen out there in front of the night screen, right there in front of the dugout. Speed position umpire located it. Going to make the ball live. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Two aboard for the Knights, first and second. Out of the set, here's the 1-1. They're going to step off the back again. So one ball, one strike, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter's box. So step back in. Working out a stretch, checking signals. Now set, here's a pitch from Brewington. 1-1, swing, a miss. Cam goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, Sam Brewington. He's a member of the junior class. Came on short release here in the bottom of the seventh. There's nobody out. Ben Mazur batting with two aboard, first and second. Here comes a 1-2. Outside edge, he took a wave at it. They'll go down swinging. So there's one out. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 18, Trent Bell. Trent Bell goes by Trent, goes by TJ. Said, no problem, call me either. I like both. So he'll step in, right-handed batter. Trent Bell, number 18, runners at first and second base for the Knights. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Brewington. He's going to step off the back again. Evan Genehart is at second base. He has wheels. At first base is Ryan Elsner. He's running for Ryan Schumer. Out of the set, here comes the first pitch to Bell. Low and away, called strike. Down goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Right there, Sam Brewington. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and miss. TJ Bell batting. Right-handed batter's box. Bell bats in the fifth spot for the Knights. One run in. It's a tie ball game at one. Runners at first and second base. One out. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to TJ Bell. Swing and a miss. Took some off of that. Took a little bit off of that. He's out in front of it. Count, and there goes two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Next batter to step in, number 20, Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. It's Sam Brewington, out of the set. First pitch to Minnick. Let it go by, strike call. No balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer still throwing, I should say pitching in the bullpen down the right field line. Out of the set, here comes the 0-1 to Caden Minnick. Healthy cut, swing a miss. Thought about a snap throw to second base. Did Tim Haas, everybody getting back. No balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Middle infield, second base is on the lip of the grass behind the dirt. There comes the pitch. Going to foul one, left side, out of play. So they're staying in the box with that 0-2 count. Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter. Knights have two aboard, first and second. They have one run in. Owen Munn, the one run for the Knights. Hunter Snow, one run for the Greyhounds. Here comes the pitch. Threw a step off the back. Evan Dienhart trying to get a buck. Trying to see if he can find a buck. But a buck from being a second base, not that big a deal. So we'll step back in the rubber. Sam Brewington working from a stretch. Now the set is the 0-2 pitch to Minnick. Tried to wave. They're probably going to check. Not sure, but the ball is inside. Breaking pitch. Count goes 1-2. Profile view from Carmel dugout probably looked different than straight back behind. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Caden. Foul ball, right side. Out in front of the Knights dugout. So Brewington tracks that one down. They walk back to the pitcher's rubber. One ball, two strikes once again to Caden Minnick. Two out. Bottom of the seventh. Tie ball game. Knights got one here in the bottom of the seventh. Runner in scoring position. Base hit. They would walk off. Here comes a 1-2. Going to try to pirouette. Fake a throw to second base. 1-2 count. Two out. Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter. Working from a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. The shortstop. They'll flip it to second base. They'll get the out at second. It's going to be Brian Elser making a good effort there. And shortstop, Case Sullivan, couldn't decide if he was going to go unassisted or flip it to Walkie. And he flipped it to Walkie. For the third out, we'll go to the top of the eighth inning. Top of the eighth inning, Coach Bournet going to insert Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to pitch here in the eighth. We'll learn a little bit about Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer has pitched 7 innings under his belt this season. This is appearance number 6. I'm going to start that again. Ryan Schumer has pitched 10 1/3 innings on the season. This is appearance number 5. Ryan Schumer has faced 53 batters. He's thrown 208 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 1 win, 1 loss. He's allowed 9 hits. He's allowed 10 runs. Only 1 of those runs were earned. He has walked 8 batters. He has struck out 13. 4 of those 13 went down looking, and he's hit 1 batter along the way. So he gets some warm-up tosses. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by dialing 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. Stepping in the back for the Carmel Greyhounds, number 17, J.D. Stein. Play third base. Here's the first pitch from Ryan Schumer. High for ball 1. Ryan Schumer showing some velocity right there. Working 2 feet on the rubber. Here comes the second pitch. By down meridian, strike call. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch outside of ball. 2-1. Ryan Schumer works quick on the pitcher's rubber. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Stein. high and tight for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Tiernan, here comes the wide and the delivery. He's going to pop one left side foul ball. Sky high foul ball, major league. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to J.D. Stein. Not sure if his relative related or not. Here comes the wind in the 3-2. High and tight. Ball four. Stein going to run down to first base. And the next batter going to step in is number 15, Hunter Snow. Hunter Snow, left-handed batter. Hunter Snow batting 405. He's got 12 runs scored. He's got 15 hits from that left-handed batter's box. Ryan Schumer, now he's going to step off the rubber. So Snow batting 522. He's 522 on base. Out of the set, here's the pitch from Schumer. Low inside, ball one. Jackson King in the dugout. Have some words with Ryan Schumer. So Hunter Snow, as mentioned, 15 hits. He's got two doubles. He's got a triple. He has a home run. Step back in, left-handed batter. One ball, no strikes, working out a stretch. Ryan Schumer, now the set. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Coach Bourdain going to send down some more bullpen activity. Going to work down there. Might be Lucas Gerke going to get warmed up. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Well-placed pitch by Ryan Schumer. 1-2 count. Runner at first base is J.D. Stein. Pickoff move, first base, no tag applied by Bell. Toss it back to Schumer. 1-2 count, nobody out. Top of the eighth inning. Working out the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-2. They're striking out, they're not going to throw him out. Ball's going to go into center field. Picked up there by Brent Robbins. They'll get the out at home plate on the swing and a miss. They'll steal second base off the legs of J.D. Stein. So the Carmel Greyhounds have one in scoring position. We're going to see a new batter going to step in. Going to get warmed up right there. He's going to step in. Left-handed batter's box. Number 12, going to step in. That's Kenneth Bruntlett. Kenneth Bruntlett, he's normally an infielder. Bruntlett is a member of the senior class. He's going to bat lefty. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer wants to talk to Jackson Kane this time. So left-handed batter going to bat here. Kenneth Bruntlett. He's a pinch hitter in the ballgame. He's batting for the sixth position. Adam Buczkowski, the first baseman. Working out a set. Check second base a couple times. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Kenneth Bruntlett comes off the bench. Right off the bench, inserted in the ballgame. Pinch hitter. Senior athlete, Kenneth Bruntlett. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Going to foul one left side out of play. One ball, one strike. There's one out. Top of the eighth inning. Right there at second base is J.D. Stein for the Greyhounds. One runner aboard. Timeout in the box here called by Bruntlett. So I'm going to step back in. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter's box. Bruntlett has played in 12 games. He's batting 206, 372 on base. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike from Ryan Schumer. Count goes 1-2. Bruntlett has played in 12 games, 43 played appearances, 34 at-bats. He's got 7 hits. Here's the pitch. High for ball 2. two balls, two strikes. He has scored 7 runs. As mentioned, 7 hits, 2 are doubles. He's got 7 RBI. Left-handed batter's box. 2-2 count, 1 out. The step off the back, Ryan Schumer. Good step back in. Kenneth Brutman. Where's number 12? Left-handed batter's box. 2-2 count, 1 out. Stepping off the back again is Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step back in, peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, chest second base, the 2-2. Backdoor curveball finishes high. Count goes full at 3-2. 3-2 count, runner at second base, 1 out. Carmel batting here in the top of the 8th. A 1-1 ball game. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball 4. So Bradley going to the jog down to first base. We'll see what Ty Neal's going to do with the base runner. Double check here. Coach Bournet going to jog out. I'm going to talk to his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. We're going to see another pinch hitter in the ballgame. And it's going to be number 8. Number 8 going to step in. I don't have a number 8. In this particular jersey, evidently. So they're talking right there at home plate. I should say at the pitcher's mound. And the Knights are going to break up their meeting at the pitcher's mound. Ryan Schumer going to stay in the ballgame as the pitcher. J.D. Stein jogs back out to second base. Kenneth Bruntlett is going to stay in the game at first base. He'll do his own running. And step in. He's going to be a left-handed batter. Where's number 8? Here comes the first pitch. High and inside, ball 1. So, peering back in, looking at signals out of stretch, is Ryan Schumer. Out of the set, here comes the 1-0. High for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Working from a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now the set, he'll step to second base. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut, good swing. Count goes 2-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Ryan Schumer. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Out of the side. Pickoff move. Second base. Pirouettes and doesn't make the throw. So let's get back in the rubber. Peering in, look at signals. Jackson Kane. Out of the set. The 2-1 pitch. Stay off of third base. Going to try to steal it. He's going to steal it. Strike called. The count goes 2-2. J.D. Stein was on his horse to third base. So with 1 out, Coach Bournet going to pull the infield in. Kenneth Brutman is at second base. So runners at second and third. 1 out. 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Foul back to the screen. Right underneath the baseball. Let's step back in. Left-handed batter. 2-2 count once again. Knights infield is in. Gavin Boutel about even with third base. So stepping back in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Top of the 8th inning. Still a 1-1 ball game. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Misses just high. 3-2 count. Peering in again. Looking at signals. Ryan Schumer. A long peer. Now out of the set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. Right side. Up against the screen. Should say the fence. Foul fence. Beyond first base dugout. So let's get back in again with a 3-2 count. Ball's live, working from the stretch, now the set. There comes a 3-2. Swinging a miss, maybe a foul tip in the glove. Get the out. The Knights have two out. Trying to retire the side, stepping in. Stepping in, this will be number 18, Gabe Mathiesen. Gabe Mathiesen in the eighth spot. He plays right field, another left-handed batter. The runners at second and third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Schumer, a long peer. Now out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Mathiesen. Outside a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, two out. Peering in, looking at signals, Ryan Schumer. Now out of the set, here comes the 1-1. Foul tip in the glove, strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Gabe Mathiesen, left-handed batter. Gabe Mathiesen, a member of the sophomore class. Peering in, signals. Now out of the set, here comes the 1-2. The foul one out of play down the left field line. So one ball, two strikes. Mathiesen going to step back in. He's batting here in the top of the eighth inning. Knights got one in the bottom of the seventh. The top of the fourth. Graham's got one. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. He fielded. Third base. They called it a foul ball. Foul ball, I think it was verbal. Home plate umpire did put his hands up. I saw a Little League World Series umpire at third base put his hands up on a foul ball. The run scored, top of the eighth. They looked at the video monitor, and they said it was fair. I don't know how they did that. But anyway, stepping back in, Mathiesen working from the stretch. Runners at second and third base. Here comes the 1-2 from Schumer. Swing and a miss. So they'll set him down, swing and a miss, and the Schumer gets the Knights out of the inning. Knights going to bat. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tie ball game. 1-1. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter with Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Central Catholic Knights basketball in Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball. We do thank you for tuning in. Back out on the pitches, ma'am. Greyhound. You're going to work right there. And I believe that's 24, Sam Brewington. Sam Brewington, a junior class pitcher. Going to pitch from the stretch here. They're going to throw one down second base. And I'm not so sure. Might be 20, Dylan Zener. Dylan Zener is number 20, but difficult to see the numbers. White on yellow is not a couple color scheme that sign production uses very often at all, if any. Never. But anyway, stepping into bat, it's going to be Jackson Kane for the ninth. Going to bat in the bottom of the eighth. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, first pitch. Swung on, third base. Trying to field it, going to lose control of it. Couldn't field it cleanly. That was J.D. Stein. And going to reach base by air is Jackson Kane, the catcher. So Jackson Kane going to be at first base. Next batter for the Knights going to step in. 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins looking at signals from Coach Bournet at third base. He'll step in, right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins, working from the stretch. Now out of the set. The square to butt early. Pickoff move at first base, back safely, is Jackson Kane. Square in early is Bryn Robbins. Working from the stretch again. Checks first base, now out of the set. Bryn Robbins is going to square. Here's the pitch. Came up empty. Ball's going to get the catcher. We'll hope he's okay. Home plate umpire going to hand deliver a baseball. Now, actually, he'll dust the dish off, try to give the catcher a little more time. Might have caught that ball on the thigh. Right there on the thigh, unprotected. We'll hope he's okay. He's in the catcher's position again. He's ready to go. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter. No balls, one strike, out of the set. Here comes the square from Robbins' pickoff move at first base. Back safely is Jackson Kane. Bryn Robbins has played in 17 games, entering this one, batting .292, .386 on base percentage. Here comes the 0-1, he's going to square the ball again. Here comes the pitch, he's going to pickoff move. So Bryn Robbins is squaring plenty early while pitcher's still holding the baseball. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Square the butt. Here's the pitch. Pulled the butt back. Going to hit the second base. They're going to go 4-6 and couldn't get three. Safe at first base is Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins knew he had hit into a potential double play ball. He knew he had to get on his horse and beat it out to first base. So fielder's choice, Bryn Robbins will stay on base. Jackson Kane will jog back to the dugout. Next batter will step in. It's going to be Gavin Buchel. Gavin Buchel batting in the ninth spot. Third baseman. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Third base is in on the grass. Outside, they're going to call a strike. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Gavin Buchel. Turn in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. And here comes the pitch. From Greyhound. You step off the back. Long set right there. A long set. Gavin Buchel staying in the box. Gavin Buchel has the right to call time, but it's got to be granted. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Strike called. Count goes 0-2. There's one out. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Carmel Greyhound, Central Catholic Knights, tied at one. Runner at first base for the Knights is Bryn Robbins. Gavin Buchel, batter's box. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. We believe so. He's going to step off the back again. So no pitch clock here. No clock here on high school baseball. But that pitch clock is pretty evident. Pros now. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to put a bunt down. It'll be a foul ball. He's going to bunt. Try to bunt with two strikes. He's going to be called out as a strikeout. So, jogging back to first base is Bryn Robbins. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Swings a fluent bat. Owen Munn had a pretty good streak of hits going on about two or three games ago. He stepped back in, working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Munn. Low, they're called strike. Delayed strike signal. No balls, one strike. A little bit of an open stance, Owen Munn. Pitcher out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pickoff move at first base, back safely. Is Bryn Robbins head first. So stepping back in, Owen Munn. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Here comes the 0-1. Foul ball. Going to get him in the box. B position umpire saw it. I saw it from up here. B position umpire put his hands up and said it's a foul ball. Owen Munn fouled it in the box and came back up and got him in the box and it went in fair territory. Owen Munn's going to try to beat it out. So I'm going to ask for a different baseball. It will not be denied. Kelk is 0-2 to Owen Munn. Two out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Tie ball game at one. Owen Munn, he homered a year ago. Right here, matter of fact, here comes the 0-2 pitch to Owen. Outside of ball. Throw comes in. Going to go into center field. Then try to get to third base. Throw comes into third. Safe at third base is Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins is on his horse. So no balls, two strikes. Two out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Chilly is chilly right here. You bet it is, especially up here. Should have brought my coat from the truck. Here comes the pitch to 0-2. Swing a miss. So, Carmel Greyhounds are out of the inning. Nicely won at third base. We'll go to the top of the ninth inning. Here momentarily, Knight's going to go out and play defense. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention. Just check out the website for the IHSAA. Just go to IHSAA.org. If you go to that website, first screen you'll see right there in front of it, right there's a slogan. It says, keeping education in front of athletes. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. That's right there on the screen. If you want to check out that website, it is nice. You can go to sports, and you can go to the various sports that are available. You can find out who's in what conference. You can check it out. You can find that information out rather simply. But it's a very nice website, and I'll say it again. I think about a year and a half, 2 years ago, they redid that website. Thank goodness. That other website was so difficult to find the different items you'd be looking for. But I'm checking out. It's IHSAA.org. So they're getting warmed up right there on the surface. Ryan Schumer back out to do the pitching for the Knights. And chilly, chilly night. They're on a Wednesday night. I see a girl down there with shorts on. She does have a sweatshirt. She's got the hands in the pockets. But it is surely a chilly, chilly night. They say tomorrow it's going to get up 66, maybe 67 degrees. But then they're talking about Saturday, 74, and then Sunday, 77. Boy, that's nice. Sounds like the beach. So stepping into bat. Carmel Greyhounds, left-handed batter's box, first pitch, going to put a bun down. Going to try to get on, going to be fielded by Schumer. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out, but just barely. Working down there, trying to make his way with Drew Fouts. Drew Fouts, 27. Put a good bunt down. Try to beat it out, nearly did. There's one out here. In the top of the ninth inning. Stepping in the back, Tyler Walkie. Where's number one right-handed batter, ground ball. Third base, making the play, going to throw it from the knees. And Gavin Bussell makes the second best play I think I've seen on the infield this season. And both of them come from him. Wow. He's trying to earn a spot at third base. And my guess is he's probably earned it. Defensively, what a play. So two outs here in the top of the ninth. Next batter stepping in, James Starland. Will be hit by pitch. Got him in the box. Didn't get a lot of him. He was dogged down to first base. And they're going to send the next batter to your plate, Case Sullivan. Case Sullivan. And we'll mention Ryan Schumer hits his second batter of the season. So Case Sullivan, right-handed batter, going to step in. Case Sullivan wears number 7, batting 471 in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch, low for ball 1. So 1 ball, no strikes. Case Sullivan. Appearing, look at signals. Ryan Schumer, to look at first base. Now out of the set, here comes a 1-0. Low and inside, ball 2. Runner aboard at first base, hit by pitch. That's James Sharland. There are 2 out. Top of the 9th. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. 9 o'clock on the wristwatch, straight up. This game started about 6:30 p.m. Here comes the pitch. High and tight, ball 4, a 4-pitch walk issued to Case Sullivan. There are 2 aboard. Next batter to step in for the Greyhounds. It's going to be number 17, J.D. Stein. J.D. Stein, right-handed batter. Batting 206 in 12 games. 45 plate appearances. 34 official at-bats. Coach Bourdonnais going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Going to talk with Ryan Schumer. So 2 runners aboard, 2 outs. Runners at first and second base. And again, we will let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign Production, since 1985. You can reach them by dialing 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. Working in some relief right now. Coming in 2 outs in the top of the 9th. On the pitcher's rubber, right-handed hurler for the 9th is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox will let you know. Tyler Fox on the pitcher's rubber right there, getting warmed up. He's got his buddies right there in the grass behind him, his infield. Coach Bourdonnais still there, talking with his infielders. Next batter going to send up. Carmel Greyhounds coach Ty Neal is going to send up J.D. Stein, 4-hitter for the Carmel Greyhounds. They're having a convention out there in center field. As mentioned, that's what my dad called it. Back in Little League days, a change of pitcher, 3 guys get together. This is what you guys have in a convention? Well, they're breaking up right now, getting ready for baseball. Seat position umpire has briefed Tyler Fox. They let him know. No count on the batter. 2 outs. Runner at first and second base. So J.D. Stein going to step in. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Tyler Fox checks second out of the set. Here's the first pitch. Going to get off the surface there. Go lateral to his right, Jackson Kane. By the time that happened, both runners have moved up 90 seats. So runners at second and third base. 1 ball, no strikes. J.D. Stein, right-handed batter's box. Coach Bourdonnais calls time. He's going to put the batter on base. J.D. Stein going to go to first base. So they have a force out at any base. There's 2 out. The next batter is going to step in, number 15, Hunter Snow. Hunter Snow stepping in after 12 games. He's batting 405. Plate appearances, 48. Actual at-bats, 37. Here comes the pitch. Inside half, called strike. Fastball from Tyler Fox. No balls, one strike, stepping back in. Hunter Snow working out of the set. Checks third base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes high. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike, two out. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Two out, top of the ninth. Bases are loaded for the Greyhounds. Here's the pitch. You know, pop one. Left side, it's going to be playable. Ball couldn't be caught. Difficult catch. Two runs come in to score. Laying out for that baseball was Evan Genehart. Left field. Gavin Butel was giving it a good effort. Coming in from left field was Ben Mazur. So the ball hit the surface. It's going to be a base hit. He'll take second base on the overthrow with two out, two still aboard for the Greyhounds, second and third with one run in. Pitch comes in high for a ball. So staying in the ballgame is Kenneth Bruntlett. He's in the batter's box again. Peering in signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Tyler Fox going to foul one back, out of play. One ball, one strike. Coach Bournet going to send down some more bullpen activity for the Knights. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch inside and low. Two balls, one strike. Runners at second and third for the Greyhounds. Stepping off the back of the rubber, Tyler Fox, he'll step back in. He'll peer in, look at signals from Jackson Kane. Out of the set, here comes a 2-1. High for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Greyhounds batting, top of the ninth inning. Two runs in here in the inning for the Greyhounds. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Backdoor curveball. Count goes full at 3-2. 3-2, step back in. Peering in, looking at singles. Out of the set, here comes a 3-2. Inside and low, ball four. So Kenneth Bruntlett will jog down to first base. He'll run the bases again for himself. Next batter going to step in. Could be number 10, Tim Haas. Tim Haas, right-handed batter's box. Bases loaded. Two out. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, here's the pitch from Fox. Breaking pitch outside. Finishes outside. Jackson Kane calls timeout. Jog out and have a conversation with Tyler Fox. One ball, no strikes. Two runs in. It's a 3-1 ball game. Top of the ninth inning. Every time these teams get together, it's always good. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Over second base. Owen Munn couldn't make the play. Wasn't going to be able to. And two runs come in to score. Going to be a 2 RBI single off the bat of Tim Haas. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. So four runs in here in the top of the ninth with two outs. So cue out rally on the way for with Carmel Greyhounds, and the Knights go deep into their bullpen once again. Let me get warmed up right there. Jackson Kane. Here's some warm-up tosses. They're going to play some Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy Osbourne. Guy can sing for certain. They're getting some warm-up pitches right there. So Central Catholic, nine-inning ball game. They did play a 10-inning ball game last year. That was against the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. That was way early in the season. 10 innings end up a one-run game. So, getting some warm-up tosses right there. Quite a few folks here tonight watching baseball. Carmel Greyhounds, they traveled a little bit. Probably about a 90-minute travel, maybe 80. I think I was about 70-minute travel. So we're going to see Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke on the pitcher's mound for Central Catholic. Lucas Gerke wears number 10. Next batter going to step in for the Greyhounds. Going to be the left fielder, Drew Fouts. Left-handed batter. Runners at first and second base with two out. Working out a stretch, now a set. First pitch from Gerke. Going to pop one up. Might be playable for Jackson Kane to throw the mask aside. He'll make the catch. Textbook holds the mask until he can throw it away where he's dead, where he knows it's not going to bother him. He's not going to step on it. He throws it in. A lot of younger catchers like to throw their mask just so the ball goes up. So the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning. We'll mention two runners left on base for the Greyhounds. And the Greyhounds pick up four runs in the top of the ninth. So Central Catholic Knights going to bat in the bottom of the ninth. We'll mention Carmel Greyhounds, 5. Central Catholic Knights, 1. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Stepping in the back of the Knights, number 24, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart, that's in the two spot for the Knights. Working from the windup, first pitch. Taken for a strike. Count goes 0-1. Fastball. Set back in. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. On deck is Lucas Gerke. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. So next batter to step in is number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, bats left, throws right. The pitcher of record in this ball game for the Knights. Working from the windup. Both feet on. Here comes the signal. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut. Swing and a miss. Nice cut. Lucas Gerke. Going to step back in. Lucas Gerke is playing 5 games. Pitch comes in tight for ball one. Lucas Gerke has one hit on the season. It's a single. He's been to the plate one time. He's batting 1,000. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Set back in. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good job back to the dugout. Two outs in the inning. Next batter to step in, it's number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Bats in the fourth spot for the Knights. Ben Mazur, batting 412, 492 on base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes outside edge, called strike. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. A member of the senior class stepping off the back. Going to look for signals again. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Going to call it 1-1 if they didn't go. So one ball, one strike, two out. Here comes a wide and a pitch. Outside, ball two. Working quick, he's got some velocity. Turn in, here comes a 2-1. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the ninth. Stepping off the back. He'll restart and step back on. Here comes a wind and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball game is complete. Final score, Carmel Greyhounds 5, Central Catholic Knights 1. It took 9 innings, a good ball game. Let's shake hands all the way around. Again, we'll let you know the Carmel Greyhounds are going to play tomorrow. They'll play tomorrow, Thursday. That'll be the 4th of May, a 6 p.m. start at Carmel. McCutcheon Mavericks will be at the Carmel Greyhounds. Then the Central Catholic Knights, they'll have tomorrow off. They'll probably have practice. But I'll mention they'll be at Lebanon. They'll go against the Lebanon Tigers on Friday. That'll be a 6 o'clock start at Lebanon. If you want to tune in, you can't make the game, Put Me In Sports will be there. And we thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.